Welcome to Corazon Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Dwight Harris Jr. Dwight Harris Jr. is recognized as one of the nation's most innovative experts in operational transformation and execution. He has resurrected organizations ranging from international conglomerates to public institutions to private companies across a broad spectrum of functions and industries. Over the past 20 years, he has masterminded dozens of organizational change initiatives, resulting in a track record that earned Dwight the reputation of master executor. In 2017, Dwight was contracted by Dun & Bradstreet to help lead the global transformation of a $4.5 billion, 147-year-old company. Prior to joining Dun & Bradstreet, Dwight was recruited to Barclays, a multinational investment bank and financial services company, to lead an initiative designed to limit corporate risk. Later, as a senior operations risk manager at GE Capital in 2013, the financial services unit of General Electric, Dwight challenged existing paradigms and delivered breakthrough solutions. Well, good afternoon, Dwight. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. It is a pleasure.
Absolutely, Dwight. Thank you again. And again, making the time today, we appreciate it. But we're really, really excited to talk about your career and what you've done as far as transformation. It's pretty, pretty exciting. So jumping right into the questions here, Dwight, talk about your career a little bit. You have a great career in operations, transformation, strategy, a senior executive and speaker. Could you share with our audience the secret to your career growth and what inspires you?
Well, thank you. I think that's actually a two-part question. So let me say what I think may be the secret to my career growth. You know, I think it's really humility. When I was younger, I really never believed that I was a genius or anything. Like for example, the character in Good Will Hunting. So I really kind of felt like I needed to continue to learn, to continue to acquire knowledge and skills, and really be the best version of myself that I could be. And that manifested in just, you know, trying to be the best person that I could be, but also outwardly in terms of how I treated people from a position of servitude and really trying to let people know that I really appreciate them, regardless of what it is, right? And that combination of continual learning, trying to be the best version of you can be, that you can be, and also the combination of treating people from a position of servitude, that has really served me well. That's proved to be a pretty powerful combination. And in terms of what inspires me, quite frankly, I have great friends, but really my wife inspires me, to be honest. You know, I just really have always aspired to be, I think she's the best person that I know, and I've always aspired to kind of be that kind of person, the person who is worthy of being with my wife. And she says, you know, she supports me, and with her support, I just feel like my career has taken off as well. So those are really, you know, that's really the combination of what's allowed me to kind of grow over the last 10 years.
Thank you, Dwight. And I appreciate your honesty. And I know sometimes, you know, responses come back a little bit intimate, right? But that's the way we get to know the guest here on the show. And we certainly appreciate that. And there's nothing better than a partner than have the best partner in the world is your wife, right? So yeah. That's awesome. So yeah. Dwight, switching gears, tell us a bit more about your reputational moniker, as I like to call it, but it's master executor, and explain the meaning to our audience.
Sure. Well, several years ago, I set on a path to acquire some knowledge in what's called Lean Six Sigma. And that was something that was started by Motorola and made famous by some other firms like GE and such, American Express. But really it's a very deep and broad tool set that allows you to really understand how to solve problems and then also how to formulate the solutions and then execute upon those as well. I've also taken some project management coursework as well. And so, you know, whenever in the past I've been engaged by my clients, they're expecting me to understand what the problem is. Oftentimes these are problems, corporate performance issues that have been in existence for multiple years, through utilizing statistics, through understanding how to get people to change and understanding how to get people to execute. is and kind of pulling those all of those things together, I've been able to have actually a pretty successful consulting firm. And we've had clients such as Dun & Bradstreet, Citigroup, Bank of America. And that's really kind of how I've been able to kind of rise over the past 10 years. And it's been a blessing for sure.
Thank you. And there is obviously an art and a science to, you know, Lean Six Sigma and project management. And that, I think those are just awesome tools to have in your wheelhouse. And obviously you've accelerated using those particular tools. So thank you. And Dwight, are you leveraging any new or emerging technologies within your business? If not, maybe you found a cool tool or app you could share with us.
Well, Data Scalp, which is, you know, the company that where I'm the CEO, and that's the company that is currently growing, that firm is relying upon inferential statistics at its core, but we're also bringing other disciplines, like, for example, voice of the customer from Lean Six Sigma, or bringing in change management, crowdsourcing, or predictive consumer behavior. We're bringing in robotic process automation as well. We're actually bringing in multiple disciplines to deliver something, some value to consumers that they haven't seen before. And really, Data Scalp represents much of what I know in terms of all of the years of what I've learned through having, you know, and working on Wall Street, having these corporate clients. It really kind of brings all of those disciplines together in one neat platform that really should and is delivering significant value to consumers.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And we're a technology publication. We focus on emerging tech. And so we like to get a little bit into the nuts and bolts. So we certainly appreciate it. I know our audience does. And Dwight, your last question here, can you share something from your career experience that might be helpful for those looking to grow their career specifically in either leadership or business transformation?
Sure. Well, I will tell you that once upon a time, I thought that because I had gone to some big time schools, gotten some great grades, that success was assured for me. That paved a pathway for some fantastic failures. And at the nadir, or at its lowest point, I had to realize that I didn't know it all. And that's really what kind of injected the humility piece of everything. And so from there, that's when I acquired and decided to continue to acquire additional skills, additional knowledge. And the phrase keep learning really rings true. And I would say for anyone who is looking to be an entrepreneur, continue to acquire knowledge, acquire skills. At that moment where you can do things that other people can't do, that's probably the part or the time where you should launch your business. It's because you can offer something of value that no one else can, and you can base a business upon that, and it gives you pricing leverage. So my recommendation would be to continue to learn, continue to grow, and that will ultimately put you in the best position so that when you do go out there and either start a new business or you do decide to take on a leadership role, that you're really offering something that no one else is offering.
Thank you, Dwight. Most appreciated. And again, we like to kind of extrapolate those gems from this particular recording and obviously get it out with the world. So thank you again. And it was a pleasure having you on today. And I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure. Really appreciate it. Thank you once again.
Bye for now.